Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Russ Kemmerer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sievers moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. Heft moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heft moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Heft scores. Brandt scores. Gentile goes all the way around to score. Courtney moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Herzog, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Courtney scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Dick Hyde now pitching. Marv Thornberry now playing right field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Esposito moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Goodman moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Goodman scores. Smith moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornberry moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Landis throws the ball into Esposito, who tags Hansen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Smith steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a line drive to right field. Thornberry throws towards Hansen. Hansen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Esposito moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, White Sox. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Don Larsen. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Al Smith now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6 White Sox. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triando's now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turk Lown now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Dick Williams now playing left field. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.